We want to talk about natural disasters generally, but we're going to focus on the issues that folks dealt with during Harvey in particular as well. And we'll have sort of a case study and have Mindy explain some of the things that her company, Mattress Firm, went through specifically with the number of locations that they have around Houston, and in particular in flooded areas of Houston. There was a lot that her company had to manage. By a show of hands, if you're an in-house lawyer or if you're an outside lawyer who represented Houston clients or other cities represented by Harvey, who had to really scramble the jets when Harvey happened and deal with some issues that would otherwise be very disruptive to your company or your clients? Anyone? Who felt like your company or your client could have been a little bit better prepared had there been a little bit more advanced planning done? Everyone was perfectly prepared. We'll give some examples of folks that weren't then. What we want to talk about are some of the employee issues that arise, force majeure issues that are related to protecting the business and its revenue, business continuity planning, recovery efforts, and maintaining good customer and public relations. Now, on this front, I've got a few slides here that I've titled Missteps with a Question Mark. The reason I say that is because there are some of these controversies that came up, and I think to identify these examples that are on these next few slides, I Googled employer bad decisions during Hurricane Harvey. And with respect to all of these, there's the other side of the story, right? In this case, this was the Columbus Citizen, as I believe, the newspaper that informed a reporter who was to start on the Monday after Harvey and couldn't show up, he said, because I-10 was inaccessible where he needed to reach them. They fired him apparently by tweet here.